Perpetual number 197. That's word of Faustina, kind of agitation. O Church of God, you are the best mother. You alone can rear a soul and cause it to grow. Oh, how great is my love and respect for the Church, the best of all mothers. So, what's her job, her work for divine mercy also depends on the decision of the mother of the Church. You know, if the bishop or the pope say no, he's ready to lose. But still, she said, mother is the Church of God, is the best of mother. On one occasion, the Lord said to me, my daughter, your confidence and love restrain my justice. But I cannot inflict punishment because you hinder me from doing so. Because you love Jesus so much. Jesus cannot say no to her. At times you do. If you really love Jesus, whatever you ask will be given. Oh, how great is the power of a soul filled with confidence. No. Of course, we are not God. We are not omnipotent. But you can see Jesus is really love. It's pure love. The more you love, and then you just create kind of that power there. When I think of my perpetual vows and who it is that wants to be joined with me for hours, I become absorbed in the thought of Him. How can this be? You are God and I am your creature. You, the immortal King, and I, a beggar, a mystery itself. But now all is clear to me. Your grace and your love, O Lord, will fill the gulf between you, Jesus, and me. So when she consecrates, it's kind of more close to the Lord. She's not worthy. She said, I am not worthy. I'm just a creature. How can I just, you know, it just become your spouse? I'm not worthy at all. Oh Jesus, how deeply it hurts the soul when it is always trying to be sincere and accuse it of hypocrisy and behave with mistrust toward it. Oh Jesus, you also suffer like this to make satisfaction to your Father. I want to hide myself so that no creature might know my heart. Jesus, you alone know my heart and possess it, hold and entire. No one knows our secret. We understand each other mutually with one look. From the moment we came to know each other, I have been happy. You to say, when you meet Jesus, you feel the fullness of joy with the Lord. Your greatness is my fullness. Oh Jesus, when I am in the last place, lower than the posterns, even the youngest of them, then I feel that I am in a proper place. It's kind of humility, you know. I did not know that the Lord said, with so much happiness in these drab little corners. So she lived just in a convent. Nobody knows her. Because she felt the greatness of the heart. Because Jesus. Now I understand that even in the prison, there can be burst forth from pure heart the fullness of love for you, O Lord. External things means nothing to pure love. Nothing can hinder us, our love, Lord. Even the place you work is not satisfactory, you know, or even your own family in the Philippines is not satisfactory. Everything is not pure, but the Lord is the heart of your life. External things means nothing to pure love. It cuts through them all. Like the prison doors, that the gates of heaven are strong enough to stop it. It reaches God himself, and nothing can quench it. It knows no obstacles. It is free like a queen, and has free access to all places. Death itself must bow its head before it. So that's the heart of the soul of those pure people, pure love for the Lord. They are so free, so joyful. Nothing can keep you in a corner. My sister, Wanda, came to see me today. When she told me of her plans, I was horror-stricken. How is such a thing possible? Such a beautiful little soul before the Lord, and yet great darkness had come over her, and she did not know how to help herself. She had a dark view of everything. The good God entrusted her to my care, and for 2 weeks, I was able to work with her. But how many sacrifices this soul cost me is known only to God. She has to pay for. For no other soul did I bring so many sacrifices and sufferings and prayers before the throne of God as I did for her soul. Her little sister, Wanda, she suffered so much for her sake. When I reflect on all this, I see that it was truly a miracle. I can see how much power intercessory prayer has before God. Nothing is impossible. Now, during this Lent, I often experience the passion of the Lord Jesus in my own body. I experience deeply in my heart all that Jesus suffered. Although no exterior signs betrays these sufferings of mine, only my confessor knows about them. A short conversation with Mother Directress Margaret, and I asked her about some particulars concerning progress in a spiritual life. This Holy Mother answered everything with great charity, clarity. She said to me, "If you continue cooperating with God's grace in this way, sister, you will be only one step away from close union with God." You understand what I mean by this? This means that your characteristic trait should be faithfulness to the grace of God. God does not lead all souls along such a path. So that means the path is very particular. The resurrection. Today, during the Mass of the resurrection, I saw the Lord Jesus in the midst of a great light. He approached me and said, "Peace be to you, my children." And he lifted up his hand and gave his blessing. The wounds, his hands, feet, and side were indelible and shining. When he looked at me with such kindness and love, my whole soul drowned itself in him. And he said to me, "You have taken a great part in my passion. Therefore, I now give you a great share in my joy and glory." The whole time of the resurrection bus seemed like only a minute to me. A wondrous recollection filled my soul and lasted throughout the whole festival season. The kindness of Jesus is so great that I cannot express it. It's not always just joy. She suffered so much, but she's ready. No matter joy or suffering, she has the same love for the Lord. Therefore, ask him a question, why? She knows why. Just be one with the Lord. That's the answer. The next day, after communion, I heard a voice saying, "My daughter, look into the abyss of my mercy and give praise and glory to this mercy of mine." do it in this way. Gather all sinners from the entire world and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. I want to give myself to souls. I yearn for souls, my daughter. On the days of my feast, the Feast of Mercy, you will go through the whole world and bring fainting souls to the spring of my mercy. I shall heal and strengthen them. I pray today for a soul in agony who was dying without the holy sacraments, although she desired them. But it was already too late. There was a relative of mine, my uncle's wife. She was a soul pleasing to God. There was no distance between us at that moment. Oh, you small everyday sacrifices, you are to me like wild flowers which I threw over the feet of my beloved Jesus. I sometimes compare these trifles to the heroic virtues, and that is because their enduring nature demands heroism. In my sufferings, I do not seek help from the creatures, but God is everything to me. And yet, it often seems that even the Lord does not hear me. I myself, with patience and silence, sometimes want to do so many things, as you wish to do many things, as if no answer from people, from the Lord, you are alone. Like a dove that does not complain and feels no bitterness when its children are being taken away from it. You know, those eggs are being eaten by people. I want to soar into the very heat of the sun. I do not want to stop in this vespers. I will not grow weary, because it is on you that I am leaning. O you, my strength. When you are weak, lean on in your soul, on his shoulder. I fervently beg the Lord to strengthen my faith, so that in my dread, every naive, I will not be guided by human dispositions, but by those of the Spirit. Oh, how everything drags men towards the earth. But lively faith maintains the soul in the higher regions and assigns self-love its proper place. That should say, the lowest one. Once again, a terrible darkness enveloped my soul. It seemed to me that I'm falling prey to illusions. When I went to confession to obtain some light and peace, I did not find these at all. The confessor left me with even more doubts than I had before. He said to me, "I cannot discern what power is at work in you, sister. Perhaps it is God, and perhaps it is even evil spirit." So this confessor is someone new to her. When I left the confessional, I started to think about these words. The longer I did so, the deeper my soul sank into darkness. "Jesus, what am I to do?" When Jesus approached me with kindness, I was frightened. "Are you really Jesus?" On the other hand, I'm drowned by love, and on the other, by fear. How torture, I cannot describe it. Sometimes this doubt. When I went to confession again, I got the answer. "I do not understand you, sister. It would be better if you did not come to me for confession." "Oh my God, I have to do much violence to myself before I am saying about my spiritual life. And here I am getting this answer. Sister, I do not understand you." When I left the confessional, a multitude of torments oppressed me. I went before the Blessed Sacrament and said, "Jesus, save me. You see how weak I am." Then I heard these words. I will give you help during the retreat before the vows. Encouraged by these words, I began to go forward without asking anyone's advice. But I distrusted myself so much that I made up to my mind to put an end to the doubts once and for all. I therefore looked forward with special eagerness to the retreat before perpetual vows. But even for many days before the retreat, I kept on asking God to give light to the priest who would hear my confession, so that he could say once and for all either yes or no. I thought to myself, I will set the peace once and for all. But I continued to worry whether anyone would be willing to hear me out concerning all these matters. And yet again, I decided not to think about all this and to put my trust in the Lord. The words that continued to ring in my ears were during the retreat. So you see, it's torture. Still a few days, you can imagine. When there's no light, it's suffering. Everything is now ready. Tomorrow morning, we are leaving for Krakow for the retreat. Today, I enter the chapel to thank the Lord for the countless graces He has bestowed on me during these 5 months. My heart was deeply touched at the thought of so many graces and so much care of the part of the superiors. My daughter, be at peace. I'm taking all these matters upon myself. I will arrange all things with your superiors and with the confessor. Speak to Father Andres with the same simplicity and confidence with which you speak to me. Father Andres, new hope. We have come to Krakow today, April 18, 1933. What a joy it's to find myself again where I took my first steps in the spiritual life. Dear Mother Directress Mary Joseph is ever the same, cheerful and full of love of neighbor. I entered the chapel for a moment, and joy filled my soul. In a flash, I recalled the whole ocean of graces that had been given me as a novice here. And today, we gathered together to go for an hour's visit to the novitiate. The Mother Directress, Mary Joseph, gave us a short talk and outlined the program of the retreat. As she spoke these words to us, I saw before my eyes all the good things this dear mother had done for me. I felt in my soul such profound gratitude toward her. My heart grieved at the thought that this was the last time I will be in the novitiate. Now I must battle together with Jesus, work with Jesus, suffer with Jesus. In a word, live and die with Jesus. Mother Directress will no longer be my heels to teach me here, warn me there, or to admonish, encourage, or reproach me. I'm so afraid of being on my own. Jesus, do something about this. I will always have a superior. That's true. But now a person is left more on her own. Something more? Can you? Krakow, April 21st, 1933. For the greater glory of God, Latin is mean ad majorem Dei gloriam. The 8-day retreat before perpetual vows. I'm beginning in the retreat today. Jesus, my Master, guide me. Govern me according to your will. Purify my love that it may be worthy of you. Do with me as your most merciful heart desires. Jesus, there will be just the two of us during these days until the moments of our union. Keep me, Jesus, in a recollected spirit. And in the evening, Jesus said to me, my daughter, let nothing frighten or disconcert you. Remain deeply at peace. Everything is in my hands. I will give you to understand everything through Father Andres. Be not a child toward him. So this is obedience. So let us continue living this week, trusting. Maybe you have so many questions, so many darkness. Jesus is with you. He knows you. The same way he treats you as you, he treats Faustina. Don't think that you are away from. You are. Faustina is praying for you too. No? So she is the general secretary. So we have to entrust ourselves to Jesus' divine mercy.